We only have three verses today from the letter to the Thessalonians. But if you read it, you can see the ingenuity of love that Paul has. He desires that these people be really holy. Now, that doesn't mean just perform well, does it? It means to be in union with Jesus Christ now and forever. And that's what he desires for them, to be in union with Jesus Christ. And so we know that you're doing that. Nevertheless, we urge you, brothers and sisters, to progress even more. You say, oh, Paul, you're kind of some kind of a fanatic. He says, yes, I am. I love Jesus Christ. Open your eyes. Do you see how many people in this world don't know him, don't know what their life is all about, dominated by fear, pride, lust, who knows what? And you are sitting here with these 10 talents. Do something. You see, to progress even more and to work with your own hands. That is, don't mooch off for everybody else. Because if you make a lot of money, you can give it to the poor. Now the gospel. This is very interesting. Notice how many times as well our Lord's parables have to do with money. He knows he'd get us our attention. Just go through sometime and see. The kingdom of heaven is like a man searching for fine pearls. He finds one, he sells all he has. You know? I'm not going to recite them all. You could do that. But remember the one about the guy who wasn't going to forgive? And our Lord said, now listen. See, there was a guy, and he owed to his master the national debt. There's no way to calculate that figure anymore because it equals more or less what Rome collected from Syria and that area in taxes each year. I mean, it's an incalculable amount in a way. And the guy says, give me time, I'll pay you back. There is no way he's going to pay that back. I mean, if all of a sudden you owe the national debt, would you say, I'm going to pay you back? I mean, so it starts off, you see. And again, see, our Lord is such a marvelous. Nobody, no other human being was never at a loss for words except Jesus. He always knew and said exactly what he wanted to say. So he goes out, and you know the rest of the story. He finds a guy who owes him about $10,000. And he beats him up, throws him in jail. See, that's not forgiving your brother. But many of these times, the Lord tells the story, look, if you don't have a heart for forgiveness, at least realize it's good business. Because if you forgive, you'll be forgiven. And if you won't, you won't. And so it's that the monks in the desert, you know, prayed a lot that they would forgive everybody. Because then they knew they were at rights with God. Anyway, and this one here, we're not sure what the fellow did, invested it, did something with it. Good thing he wasn't around today. But our Lord praises him. The other guy who's got one, he's playing it safe. And our Lord is saying, how else do you want to insult me? I died for you. I speak to you. I feed you with my body and blood. And you're still hedging your bets? How long am I going to do that? What else can I do to prove how much I love you? To prove that your life right now is in my hand. And so it's again one of these, you know. So we should trade with whatever we got. Preach the gospel. Help the poor. Let the Lord be known. And that's good business, to use our Lord's imagery, you see? Because then you're like him, for one thing. The Father recognized, oh, that's like my son, that fellow there. And so, aren't these, but the Lord, see, our Lord Jesus Christ, the living, eternal Son of God, was the only one who was never at a loss for words. He always said exactly what he wanted mediated. And there's this beautiful parable, so